Welcome to episode 269 of Teidodegawa Bookmakers. Thank you for joining me. Today we're going to talk about bookbinding and fiction. We're going to talk about fiction in 4.5 minutes. So if you want to listen to just bookbinding, here we go. In the last 2 weeks, I made 3 books, sort of books. I'll tell you about the easiest one first. It's a notebook with graph paper on both sides. It's A5 in size, which is 154 in width and 210 millimeters high. For our American friends, it's about 6x8. It's got 5 signatures of 4 sheets each for 100 pages. And it's purple with a bookmark. This was made for a customer, and I've shipped it off. I believe pictures are up at teidodegawabookmakers.podbean.com. The other 2 books I made were tunnel books. They are about 110 high and 210 wide millimeters, that is, which is about 4x8 inches. The outside cover is the sheet music for A Day in the Life by the Beatles. And the back cover, the back page, is Something, also by the Beatles. And all of the pictures are of the Beatles, plus people who are influential for the Beatles. For example, Pete Best, their original drummer. Stu Sutcliffe, their original bassist. Klaus Voormann, the art director and designer for Revolver, and a bass player. Billy Preston, who played on their Get Back album, and Buddy Holly of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. And all the pictures of the Beatles, they're all in black and white except Ringo. Ringo has one picture in color because Ringo has always been the odd man out for the Beatles. Now he's the only one in color. Everybody else is in black and white. Also, Stu Sutcliffe, the original bass player for the Beatles, an artist also from Liverpool, and his girlfriend and German photographer who was influential on their Meet the Beatles album. Her photography with half the face in shadow and the half face clear is on the Meet the Beatles album. I don't know if she took the photograph or if they just copied her style. Astrid Kirchherr is also on my tunnel book, along with Stuart, Pete Best, Klaus Voormann, Billy Preston, and Buddy Holly. There are 4 Beatle albums. They're influential albums. Meet the Beatles, which introduced the Beatles to America. Revolver, which was experimental, plus Sgt. Pepper, which is also interesting, and Rubber Soul. Rubber Soul was the album that showed that the Beatles were not doing pop, but they're doing more serious stuff. In any case, I made 2. One was a prototype, and the other one was a little bit better, and I'm thinking of making a 3rd one and rearranging some of the pictures. And speaking of pictures, John Lennon has 3 pictures, Paul has 3, Ringo has 4, and George Harrison has 4, including one when he's like 14 or 15 years old. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I was making a customer a graph notebook, and I experimented making 2 tunnel books with the Beatles as the subject matter. I think you can see both of these on teidodegawabookmakers.podbean.com. Yes, you can. Now on to fiction. My first book that I'm writing, the posthumous autobiography of Agnes Groot, Death Weaver. I had a breakthrough, and it's been difficult. The first chapter is difficult. I've been trying to get it set up so that people know what's going on, and I think I've done it. Agnes is a weaver, When she weaves, she sees dead people, or people who are alive but may die soon. She foresees her husband's death. Spoiler alert. It's in the first chapter. And other people while she's weaving. And I had a breakthrough in my thinking on that one, and I've done some research, and I think I can continue building the character of Agnes and the people around her, mainly her children, and some of the townsfolks who don't like her children. Her children have not special powers, but one, the girl is probably severely autistic. The youngest, it probably has the power to intimidate. In any case, I had a breakthrough about research on that, and Agnes is growing, and it's gotten better, I think, because of the first chapter has been rearranged and deleted some scenes that I liked and added some scenes that were necessary and I liked. And so that's the posthumous autobiography of Agnes Groot, Death Weaver. The other book I'm writing, which used to be called Molly Bright, changed to Surfing Osaka, and now the working title is Kidnapping Osaka. But now that I think about that, too many people know Osaka as the tennis player, so I'm going to have to change Kidnapping Osaka to something else with Osaka in it. Or maybe I'll go back to Molly Bright. And I had a short idea about it. One of the characters has a toy that he plays with, but he actually makes the toy. And I have done some research on making this toy. It's a ball. It's a ball that you can bounce around on your hands or elbows or something. And it's colorful. It couldn't be very colorful. It could be very dark. But he makes them. And now I have to go through the almost finished book and add it in, because it builds on his character. It builds on his idiosyncrasies and makes him a little bit more human. And it's necessary. It's not a big plot device, but it's getting towards the... Plus, it's getting towards the end of the book, and action is going to be more important, so I'm going to build up with this toy at the beginning. And maybe he will definitely use it when he starts his new life. Another spoiler alert, he does start a new life. So both books are coming along fine. That's it. Both books are coming along fine. My tunnel books are going to be improved because I've learned from the two that I made. And I hope the customer is satisfied with his graph notebook. In any case, thanks for dropping by. See you again soon.